Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen, where a Sunni Arab-led coalition is conducting airstrikes against Shiite rebels. Mr. Ban warned Yemen was in flames, his words, and said the only resolution was for all sides to stop hostilities and take part in the negotiations. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter says real progress is being made in the campaign against the Islamic State group in Iraq, sometimes called ISIS or ISIL. Mr. Carter made his remarks Thursday at the Pentagon alongside the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. Secretary Carter said he had productive meetings this week in Washington with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and his defense chief, Khalid al-Obeidi.
I was up front in our meetings about how a lasting victory over ISIL requires inclusive governance in Baghdad and respect for local populations in all areas liberated from ISIL control.
General Dempsey told reporters he's pleased with efforts by the Iraqi leadership to go after the militants. Thousands of people marched through the South African city of Durban on Thursday protesting recent anti-immigrant violence that's left five people dead, thousands displaced. In a suburb of Johannesburg, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas on Thursday to disperse a crowd of anti-immigrant protesters aiming to attack foreign-owned shops. African Union observers have given tacit approval to elections in Sudan. The head of the mission, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, says observers are concerned that the suppression of human rights may have constrained participation. President Omar al-Bashir expected to win the vote. This is VOA News. Syrian doctors who treated victims of an apparent chlorine attack last month in the city of Sarman have urged the UN Security Council to hold the perpetrators accountable. UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reporting.
Last month, there were renewed allegations that the government of President Bashar al-Assad used barrel bombs filled with chlorine against the northwestern town of Sarman in Idlib province. If true, that would violate a second council resolution adopted just days before the attack, condemning the use in Syria of any toxic chemical, including chlorine, and warning a violation would have consequences. Syrian doctor Mohammed Tanari treated victims of the alleged chlorine attacks of March 16th and 23rd. He briefed Security Council ambassadors on Thursday, showing them a video of doctors unsuccessfully trying to revive naked and lifeless babies and small children. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told reporters it moved the diplomats to tears. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
And here in the U.S., a man who traveled to Syria last year faces terrorism charges for allegedly training alongside terrorists in Syria, coming back to the U.S. with the intent to launch an attack on a U.S. military prison. 23-year-old Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed was indicted by a federal grand jury on Thursday. Somali native Mohamud is a naturalized American citizen. His brother, Abdel Fattah Aden Mohamud, was killed fighting for the al-Nusra Front in Syria last June. Mohamud's indictment is one of several recent cases involving U.S. citizens attempting to travel overseas to fight in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's economy is getting better, and he spoke about it during a wide-ranging annual televised call-in show on Thursday. Charles Maines reports.
This was Vladimir Putin's 13th year holding the call-in event, and the Russian president arrived ready for what he admitted had become a traditional first question about the successes and setbacks of the past year. We've run into some outside problems this year, he said, and they've influenced our economic growth and development. But Mr. Putin noted the ruble had strengthened in recent weeks. Inflation had been kept in check. He also pointed to record gains in agriculture and oil production. And he said there was continued growth, even if modest, in the gross domestic product. In short, President Putin's message to Russians, despite Western sanctions and falling world oil prices, the worst was over. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Chinese court has sentenced a journalist to 7 years in prison for leaking internal Communist Party documents to a foreign website. 71-year-old Gao Yu has denied the charges. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.